Hey, thanks for joining me on the Meg Ellefson Show. It's kind of an extendo version of Tears for Fears, right? If you'd like to join the conversation this morning, here's your opportunity to do so. 715-845-2155. Good morning, you're on with Meg.
Good morning, Meg. I'm telling you the God's honest truth. A house divided cannot stand as one, nor can a nation that no longer honors the Constitution and or the rule of law. These Democratic fools are like sheep being led to the slaughter. You can't awaken them with reality. They can't see the writing on the wall. And, you know, this administration is violating the Constitution, the rule of law, the whole nine yards. And they can't even see that with their own eyes. I mean, they're shouting death to America. To hell with these people. These are Americans saying death to America, terrorist threats to we the people. How long are we going to put up with this?
I have received emails from other listeners saying how much they appreciate your contribution to the show. So there you have it, Steve.
Amen. But, you know, when our politicians, when men that we honor, men that have honored the Constitution and the rule of law in their entire life, when they throw up their hands in despair, and they're going to lead us. They're going to lead us. They're going to say enough is enough. If the judicial system ain't working, then something else is going to happen. And I swear to God, they're going to attack us with it before the next presidential election, before Donald Trump returns to the White House and hunts them down like the animals they are. They've murdered, butchered babies and raped women in Israel. And this administration wants to put up with Iran, and they want to protect these terrorists, and they want to welcome them in with open arms. Texas is the only state that's going against the administration. Arizona, California, they're welcoming them in, and they're welcoming terrorists in as well. Yeah. And when they attack, the rivers and lakes will flow with their blood, because we the people are not going to show them no mercy at all. I tell all veterans, keep the sacred oath you made in the military against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, who try to destroy us as a nation and people. Sharpen up them blades and make it personal. Up into their ribs, into their heart, and watch them bleed out as the life leaves their eyes, along with the drug cartel. Show them no mercy.
Steve, you're on a roll today.
I'm sorry. I just get carried away. I get so disgusted when I hear people, death to America. Don't they know what the price we paid for our freedoms and liberties, our forefathers, every veteran that went overseas to fight? Don't they realize that these freedoms and liberties that so many take for granted were paid for out of blood, sweat, and tear from we the people? And we're not giving up our Constitution or rule of law without a fight. If they think they're going to destroy us within, be it administration or politicians, they better look in the mirror and slap themselves in the reality check, because we ain't going down without a bang.
All right. Well, I got some music for you.
Amen.
Little Twisted Sister. Hey, thanks, Steve, for calling in. I appreciate it, as always. Have a great day.
Later on. Stay strong.
Right on. If you'd like to join the conversation this morning, 715-845-2155. I just felt inspired to play that because, boy, Steve was really on a roll there. 715-845-2155. To join the conversation. Good morning, you're on with Meg.
Yeah, hi, Meg. Ralph, just a quick question, and I'll go off the air to listen to your comment. I was kind of curious, the county board had their elections recently. How has the makeup changed on that? Has it gone more conservative or more liberal? Thanks.
Oh, sure. Thanks for calling in. Okay, so I have to stop and think about this for a second. We had some losses, but we also had some wins. So I think we are, I don't know if we had any net gains, but we don't have any net losses. And if I know there are a couple people that generally, text me and correct me if that's not accurate. So if you are listening right now, you know who you are, Mallory. You can text me and let me know if that's accurate. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we still common sense still reigns on the Marathon County Board. 715-845-2155. If you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning. You're on with Meg.
Good morning, Meg. John from Brookville with several comments, please. Hi, Meg. I just want to follow up on Brad Schimmel. Outstanding interview. I lived in the Waukesha area the entire time. Brad was the DA. He was very well respected, very much in touch with things. And now I'm back in the Waukesha area where he is the judge. But I want to tell you the big difference between the Brad Schimmels of the world and the Judge Protasiewicz of the world. Judge Protasiewicz is a typical far-left progressive Democrat that are book smart and people dumb, not in touch with what's going on with the average American. They are anti-God, and they have an anger issue. Brad Schimmel is book smart and people smart. And I think you could sense that when you and Brad were talking about the classic rock music and his love for Getty. And, you know, Brad can speak to people that have blue-collar jobs, and he can speak to people that are chief executive officers, and he treats them both with the same respect. He would be an outstanding addition to the state Supreme Court. I highly, highly encourage the good people of your listening area to support Brad Schimmel. He is my guy. Next, I wanted to say just a brief comment about what Lewis talked about last hour about the way the country's headed. He used the analogy of the Titanic and the iceberg. And I just wanted to share something that Bill Maher said, and this will give you an idea of where people are thinking on the progressive left. Now, Bill Maher, of course, is the talk show host or whatever. He's a big Democrat, but he also is a transparent one. Last week, he was on a show talking about abortion, and he said, yes, abortion is murder. He agrees with that, but he's okay with that. He's all right with that. And that's kind of how they rationalize things. And that's the narrative that has to change. And when I heard that, I said, well, that kind of explains where this whole thing is going on the progressive left. So those are my comments, Meg. I always enjoy your guests and your interviews, and encourage you to keep up the good work.
Thanks, John. I appreciate you calling in this morning and tuning in as well. Have a great day.
You as well.
Thank you. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. So during that last call-in segment, I was talking, well, I talked about the shamdemic and the poison COVID shot, and one of our listeners sent this to me. I'm so sad to read this. This is from the Merrill Photo News, which is obviously the news source up in Merrill. It's an obituary. 48-year-old woman, Kirsten Ann Engelbretson Wengler, left her earthly presence at the young age of 48 on Friday, March 29th. She passed away peacefully in her Neenah home with her loving husband, Will, holding her hand. For Kirsten, the last 39 months have been a challenge living with medical complications resulting from a COVID vaccine injury. How sad is that? How sad is that? And how unnecessary? And who will pay the price for this? Who will be held accountable for this? Fraud Fauci? You think he will, as he's counting all the money he got in endorsing a big pharma product? No way. Do you think that Joe Biden will be held accountable? Perhaps, if the voters choose wisely in November. Do you think anyone in the Biden administration, any of the bureaucrats in our federal government, will be held responsible for this 48-year-old woman's death? Unnecessary death, because she, I don't know the circumstances about her receiving the poison COVID shot, but perhaps she had no choice, and it was either she gets the poison COVID shot or she loses her job. Who knows? I don't know that, but I mean, for anyone, I mean, one death is one too many when it comes to this poison COVID shot. 715-845-2155. I see. Let's see here. I want to find this. Okay, this I wanted to just talk with you about has to do obviously with the situation in Israel. And we've reported, Chris and I talked about it during the Wisconsin Morning News, both today and yesterday, and how, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? Do you think that, and I guess present administration excluded, but do you think that a Trump administration would tell Israel that they can't defend themselves, that they can't retaliate if their citizens are either killed or put into peril? October 7th tells me that they were killed and put into peril. But do you think that here in the United States, if we were, and you know, I guess you could argue that the Biden administration is allowing us to be invaded by the enemy. And of course, I would say I would concur with that. But do you think that we would listen to some other country that told us, no, you've been attacked on American soil? Think about September 11th. You've been attacked on American soil. You cannot retaliate. You cannot defend your citizens. You cannot defend your country. That's what essentially what there are what some are telling Israel, some in the American in the United States government. Okay, so this from Boiling Frogs, which I don't know if you're familiar with Ala Pundit, but he used to write for Hot Air. His name is Nick Cattagio, and he writes now for The Dispatch, one of my news sources, Boiling Frogs. And this is what he writes. Jonah Goldberg often marvels that Israel treats rocket attacks by Hamas less like an act of war than like weather. Every now and then a barrage of rockets is fired. Most end up being intercepted by the Iron Dome system and life resumes. It's not much more extraordinary or disruptive than a thunderstorm, albeit with greater danger from the lightning than in other countries. Jonah's point is meant as a compliment for all the accusations of warmongering leveled at Israel. It goes to great lengths to avoid war. I'll repeat that. The Iron Dome prevents them, or I guess I should say allows them, to not have to retaliate. But imagine living in a country, imagine being an Israeli, imagine living in a country where you constantly are attacked by someone in the world. Imagine just, I guess it being an everyday occurrence, or who knows how often. But so Nick goes on to write, no other nation treats regular bombardment by an enemy as something simply to be tolerated. Well, you could argue the United States, because hello, our borders are wide open right now, without warranting massive reprisal. It's a sort of goodwill gesture from the Jewish state to its skeptics around the world. We're so eager for peace, Israel means to demonstrate that we'll treat terror attacks like cloudbursts. So I guess that's just at least something to think about. Okay, on that note, I have to take a break, and I am going right to the 10 o'clock news thereafter, followed by, hey, a fun segment coming up in commemoration of the wonderful Jolly Tunes of Polka. So stay tuned on The Meg Ellefson Show. I shall return on WSAU.